Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And on behalf of the eight UN entities I mentioned yesterday, I would like to share our reading of Section 3 of the draft declaration and provide our suggestions for this section, notably focusing my intervention on paragraph 3.3. This provision, in our view, really constitutes the core of the declaration, and it is important to get it right. And if we want this declaration to help trigger meaningful change on the ground, we believe that it should go well beyond simply repeating existing IHL obligations. The United Nations Secretary General has called very clearly for several years for states to commit to avoid the use of explosive weapons with wide area effects in populated areas. This has been echoed with different parties, including the ICRC, including African states in the 2017 Maputo Communique, and Latin American and Caribbean states in the 2018 Santiago Communique, as well as by many civil society organizations. Many have repeated their positions today in this consultation. Therefore, we would like to suggest the following amendments to paragraph 3.3. First, we should make clear that states should avoid the use of explosive weapons with wide area effects in populated areas. We would also suggest to delete, and I quote, when effects may be expected, end of quote, as it implies that the use of explosive weapons with wide area effects in populated areas may not extend beyond military objectives. Evidence at our disposals clearly suggests otherwise. And finally, we would also suggest to delete in accordance with IHL, which would limit this provision to the stated to obligations to existing obligation under IHL. So if I can summarize, the paragraph we suggest would read as follows. Ensure that our armed forces adopt and implement a range of policies and practices to avoid civilian harm, including by avoiding the use of explosive weapons in populated areas with wide area effects. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.